From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The special UN envoy to Syria says the ceasefire is holding, but humanitarian aid?
On that one, we have a problem.
The United Nations faces a problem in shipping humanitarian aid into Syria. That according to the UN envoy for Syria, pinning the blame Thursday squarely on the lack of authorizations from Bashar al-Assad's government that has even disappointed the Syrian president's key backer, Russia. Stefan Demistra says a U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire deal agreed last week has largely reduced the violence since it came into effect Monday, but the humanitarian aid flows that were expected to follow have not materialized.
The UN is ready to go. Those facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the UN to actually reach those areas, have not been received.
Demisra said, these are days we should have used for convoys because we have no fighting. We cannot let days of this reduction in violence be wasted by not moving forward on that. There's a new UN Refugee Agency report out today indicating that 3.7 million refugee children under the agency's mandate do not have access to a school or even basic education. The report shows that when armed conflicts or political instability send people fleeing from countless countries across the world, children leave behind not only their homes, but also in many cases their education. Speaking in Geneva, where the report was released, UN Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi said food, water and shelter are the priorities, but education is being neglected. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi to the White House and had some good news for her and her country's struggling economy after decades of isolation.
It was not the first time the two leaders had met, but this time it was under very different circumstances.
If you had predicted 5 years ago that Aung San Suu Kyi would now be here sitting as the duly elected representative of her country, many people would have been skeptical. But it's a good news story in an era in which so often we see countries going in the opposite direction.
After Wednesday's meeting at the White House, the president had a major announcement.
The United States is now prepared to lift sanctions that we have imposed on Burma for quite some time.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, The White House.
A large-scale recovery effort is underway in North Korea following devastating flooding that began on the 30th of August. Nearly 140 people have been killed, 400 are still missing, tens of thousands displaced. About 140,000 people are described as being in urgent need, having lost their homes and belongings, with some 600,000 others affected by a loss of drinking water, ruined crops, and a lack of health care. Tens of thousands of homes and other structures, including schools, were totally or partially destroyed. Some of the destruction has been blamed on poor infrastructure and deforestation, making large areas of the country vulnerable to flooding. North Korea's government has mobilized brigades of soldiers to reopen roads and distribute relief goods to help victims of the flooding. So far, the United Nations World Food Program says it has delivered food to more than 100,000 people. Doctors treating former Israeli President Shimon Peres says he continues to improve after suffering a major stroke. The director of the Neurological Intensive Care Unit at the Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv says Perez's awareness and responsiveness has improved since he was taken out of a medically induced coma. Despite the progress, the spokesman says it is too soon to project a recovery. The 93-year-old Perez was hospitalized Tuesday after feeling ill and was quickly diagnosed to have suffered a stroke. Perez is the elder statesman, if you will, of Israeli politics, one of the country's most admired symbols and the last surviving link to its founding fathers. Over a seven-decade career, Perez has held virtually every senior political office in Israel, including three stints as prime minister. I'm Ira Melvin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.